as a whole. So they're all accountable to the broader body. And you have the spiritual leaders, not just one, but many. And then the pastor has someone to whom he's accountable. Now let me put it not just in terms of accountability, let me put it in spiritual terms. We who have been pastors and are spiritual leaders have a problem. Everybody else tells us their problems, but to whom do we go with our problems? And I remember when I was at one of the lowest points in my life, from the standpoint of discouragement and problems happening, and a friend of mine who is a Christian psychiatrist who has a retreat for pastors out in Colorado had written a book, and he just gave me a copy of it. I tell you to this day, I've never read the book. The title was all that was necessary. Because I came in my office one day just having a problem I really needed to share with somebody, and I looked on my desk and there was the book titled, Every Pastor Needs a Pastor. Every pastor needs a pastor. We've got to have some. If you don't have a broader spiritual group, you don't have that. Unless you have an authoritative structure outside of the church, in which case you're even worse, because then you lose your autonomy. So it's not just for order in the church, it's for spiritual growth that's involved. On the other hand, I know congregations that are so lopsided in terms of the congregation that every nitpicking little thing goes to the congregation as a whole to vote on, and they have, and I know churches that have divided over the color of the carpet. Now, there's got to be a devil. My empirical proof of the devil is churches will not unite over the inerrancy of the Bible, and they'll divide over the color of the carpet. There's got to be a devil, because nobody else would be that sinister and that smart to come up with a system like that where you can get churches to divide over. What hymnal are we going to have, you know? I don't care if it's a hernal, you know, hymnal, whatever you want. You've got to have some things delegated. You've got to have some things delegated to leaders, godly men and women who will make decisions that are ultimately accountable to the congregation because they're voted in and voted out of office. The congregation is not supposed to make every little minutia detail. On the other hand, as I said last Sunday, my son attended a church where the elders decided if they were going to build a building. And the congregation wasn't with them, and it split the whole thing. Seems to me major things have to come back to the body as a whole so that everybody is there on major things. And then we all have to remember the old adage, in essentials unity, in non-essentials liberty, and in all things charity. That works for almost all relationships in life, and it certainly works for church government. In essentials unity, in non-essentials liberty, and in all things charity. May God bless you as you contemplate these things and put them in practice in your church. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. The main things are the plain things, and the plain things are the main things. We don't understand all the details and all of the ramifications, but we do know that it's clear that the final authority was in a local congregation, had a board of elders and a board of deacons. The deacons assisted the elders and the social things. That seems clear to us. We do know that the congregation as a whole had the final authority, and they appointed the leaders and they made the disciplinary decisions. And so within those parameters, help us to function in a very practical and a very spiritual way, knowing that all things should be done decently and in order, and that you are not the God of chaos, but the God of structure and order and blessing and liberty, which we pray sincerely will continue to fall upon this delightful group of sincere believers who want to know your word and your will for their lives and for their church. Bless them abundantly in Christ's name. Amen.